The city of Williams Lake has received its first ever tax exemption request from a First Nation. Recently, the Tsleil-Waututh National Government, which represents six First Nation communities in the Cariboo Chilcotin, asked the city for tax exemption on two of its three properties in Williams Lake. One is the former Tolco building at 925 2nd Avenue North, purchased in March 2023 and valued at $1,493,000 by BC Assessment as of July 2023. The second is for the building at 253 4th Avenue North, valued at $960,000 by BC Assessment as of July 2023. In a report to City Council, Vitali Kozubenko, City Chief Financial Officer, noted the TNG may also ask for tax exemption on its third building at 1729 South Lakeside Drive, the former Quilleen School, which is assessed at $391,000 as of July 2023. Presently, the city's tax exemption bylaw, set to end in 2025, allows exemptions for land, improvements or both, owned or held by a charitable, philanthropic or other not-for-profit corporation, including public worship bodies, schools and athletic or service clubs and associations, and that council considers the land, improvements or both are used for a purpose that is directly related to the purposes of the corporation, public worship body, school, club or association, Kozubenko noted in the report. In its application, the TNG noted its main goals and purposes as a not-for-profit organization are self-governance, land rights and title, cultural preservation, economic development, health and social services, environmental stewardship, reconciliation, community development, political representation and collaboration. The TNG's efforts in reconciliation work toward a more inclusive and equitable relationship between Indigenous and non-Indigenous members of our community, fostering understanding, healing, and unity, noted Terrence Thomas of the TNG in a covering letter to the city. Thomas said the TNG were asking the city's kind consideration of the invaluable role that the Tsleil-Waututh National Government plays in the Williams Lake community. We believe that granting this exemption would not only acknowledge their contributions but also further support their efforts in the years to come. City Council received the application at its Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday, February 6 and at the regular Council meeting Tuesday, February 13. Council passed a motion unanimously directing staff to further investigate options for providing the exemption in collaboration with TNG staff and that the city consult with the unions of BC municipalities and the North Central Local Government Association, provincial and federal governments to investigate options to support this type of request. Coun. Joan Flaspoehler thanked the TNG for forwarding the request to the city. This is untraveled ground, that's why we are putting the recommendation out there for it to go to UBCM and NCLGA because those are organizations that can support us in a situation like this, Flaspoehler said. I think it is important for us to take an avenue like this because this may not only be something that benefits the First Nations that made the inquiry but it could be assisting to other First Nations in other municipalities and jurisdictions. There are other tax exemptions for other buildings in the community. But the city gets funding back for those, Flaspoehler said, adding why it is also important to discuss exemptions with the federal and provincial governments as well as UBCM and NCLGA. It might help us in finding some really good answers and maybe some good direction in moving forward. I want to thank them for putting it on the table and bringing conversation. There were no other comments from council. Kozubenko's report noted there were no municipalities identified that provide exemptions to First Nation governments. Only one municipality mentioned that they give an exemption to a property owned by a First Nation. This exemption is not directly to the First Nation government, but rather to the non-for-profit society created by First Nation and that society uses the property to hold ceremonies and community walks.